Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply in-app only.
Any moment now, there's going to be a fierce outbreak of Scott.
Forever and ever, we should stick together. We need Scott now, more than ever.
This is Buster Blood Vessel from Bad Manners.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from Interrupting.
Hey, Safer Mustard Bug.
Hi there, you wonderful Scar listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from Resonators.
Hey, this is Dan Pete. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh, yeah!
How you guys doing? This is Chuck Robertson from the Mad Caddies. You're listening to Mr. Beefy.
Production line. Stick with
Ah, welcome, 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 Beefy Ska Club, your dessert of this week's Ska Radio Show. Yes, indeedy. Part three of Beefy Ska Club for this week. You just heard Oiska. They were out of Melbourne from 2000. The track was called Front Bottom. The album was called Time to Get Naked. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I played tracks off File Under Scar, the compilation album, a Victorian. Yes, Victoria in Australia. Melbourne, Victoria. The Victorian Scar compilation, File Under Scar. Now, there are two versions. Not two versions. Installments is the word I'm looking for. Two installments of File Under Scar. The first one came out in 1997, and it featured a band called the Skanking Shaman. I readily admit I had no idea who the Skanking Shaman were, because I'd never really heard of them before. On File Under Scar 2, Oiska appear. Skanking Shaman changed their name to Oiska in about 2000. So, when I ask the question, I go and find out the answers. Never heard of Skanking Shaman? Great tunes. Oiska were the replacement. I'm pretty sure they were an all-girl band as well, by the sound of it. Anyway, Front Bottom from Oiska is our Australian choice for the third installment of Scar for this week. Time to Get Naked. Check it out if you can find it. I can only find like one or two tracks off the album. So you heard Front Bottom. Not bad tune, though. Don't mind it at all. Regular listeners to the show will know that I kick the third part of Beefy Ska Club off every week with a First Nations band. Now, the very gorgeous and beautiful Lucy Andrews, who was listening live last week. I made a comment about Indigenous bands, and we've been doing it for like 6 to 8 months, I suppose, and I've kind of gone through the cycle. And somebody mentioned about Coloured Stone. I think Tim or Tom from Blacktown in the west of Sydney there mentioned that I hadn't played Coloured Stone. And Lucy jumped up and said, I told you about Coloured Stone ages ago. Why haven't you played them? Give Lucy her dues. Yes, she did mention Coloured Stone. I forget more than I know. It's as simple as that. So Lucy has agreed to kind of help out with these Indigenous bands. And the first one off the tracks, and a band I should have known, but they're not considered even like Indigenous reggae, so they've kind of fallen through the cracks. They are the Wurrumpi band from Papunya in the Northern Territories. Obviously a very, very well-known band. I didn't know they were ska-like. In fact, the tune you just heard, Breadline, was their second single from 1985. It's basically a bloody ska tune, isn't it? Great, great choice, Lucy. Lucy will be jumping on board with the request team as well. Not through her own volition, but she's decided that I need to play some more of her requests. So she is now the unofficial, or even vaguely official, sixth member of the request team. Not just for Indigenous music, because she has sent me already quite a few tunes of Indigenous bands. Kicking off with the Wurrumpi band. Great first choice. Now, the Wurrumpi... The Wurrumpi band, they are from Papunya, which is about 150 miles northwest of Alice Springs in the Northern Territory. They're actually classed as a country and Aboriginal rock band, hence why they haven't come up as reggae or ska. Alrighty, that's why I kind of missed them. I'm making my excuses now. Although, part of the band, they are a First Nations band, obviously, but Neil Murray was part of the band. He was a Victorian school teacher and labourer who was working in the region of Papunya at the time, and he met the other members of the band and joined the band. Murray provided rhythm guitar and backing vocals. So there you go. Wurrumpi derives from the Luritja word for honey ant dreaming site, Wurrumpinya, which lies near Papunya. The band was first called the Wurrumpinya Band, as the band from Wurrumpinya, but this was later shortened to the Wurrumpi Band. So there's a bit of background. They were huge. They even signed to Midnight Oil's label as well. What were they? Paterworks, I think, was the Midnight Oil label. They did three albums officially, with a bit of the Pupunya Sessions 1982 album that came out in 2021. So Big Name No Blankets was their debut in 1985. Breadline was off that album. Go Bush came out in 1987. And Too Much Humbug in 1996 off our favourite Indigenous music label, Kama Music. Their biggest hit, probably Blackfella, Whitefella, came out in 1985. Awesome. Great stuff, Lucy. And you will definitely be hearing more from her selections. In fact, you're going to be hearing more from her selections tonight because, like I said, she is now an officially unofficial member of the Beefy Ska Club Request Team. Right. Regular members to the show will know, not only am I committed to playing First Nations Indigenous Roots Reggae, Red Dirt Rock, in the case of Warumpi Band, it doesn't matter what we call it, First Nations Reggae, First Nations Ska, Indigenous Rock, whatever we call it, I am committed to playing each and every week, and there's people jumping on board making sure I play and make sure the rest of the world gets to hear Australian First Nations bands. But the Big Beef Man is committed to playing New Zealand bands as well. Yes, he is, because I know for a fact the New Zealand ska over the ages hasn't had much love from the New Zealand radio. So I need to fill that gap, and I certainly will try. Each and every week I will play some New Zealand ska from the archives, and this week I am going all the way back to 1981. The band were called Pneumatics. I don't even think they were called The Pneumatics. They were just Pneumatics. Not to be confused with a British band called The Pneumatics. This is Pneumatics, all one word. The Pneumatics were a UK band around the same time. They were also a ska band, or they may have been a mod band, actually. It doesn't matter. But they were around kind of early 80s as well, so don't get them confused. This is probably their biggest hit. It's called Riot Squad. It was to do... Now, I haven't looked this up, but I'm pretty sure the history of this is to do with the All Blacks tour of South Africa. Now, while this is playing, I might do a little bit of research, because I don't like to talk out of school, especially where the police and apartheid and riots are concerned. So I need to get my story straight. Anyway, this is Pneumatics from Auckland, New Zealand, 1981, Riot Squad.
Keep it down, it's the right.
Thank you very much, Mr. Nick Welsh, better known probably in our circles as King Hammond. Riot in London Town! Live version there off his Jacuzzi album in 2010. Awesome. How good is that? So nice. Before that, The commitment to New Zealand ska continues on Beefy Ska Club with the Pneumatics from 1981. The track was called Riot Squad. It was off their Broadcast OR EP. I kind of knew a little bit of history about the Riot Squad song, and I thought it was to do with the Springboks rugby tour of New Zealand, where there was mass protests, obviously, about apartheid, and the New Zealand public didn't think the Springboks should tour. But the song was actually kind of written about a police raid the year before on a Pneumatics live show at the XS Cafe in Airedale Street, where the Auckland police raided the gig in full riot gear, looking for underage drinkers and a few people that shouldn't have been there or causing trouble, and kind of launched into the crowds there. So they wrote the song, and it just happened to coincide with New Zealand's troubled winter of 1981. The Springbok tour gave the term Riot Squad currency throughout the country, but the Auckland live music scene and the police were already enduring a very fraught relationship. There you go, Pneumatics, a little bit of history there for you. Please check out the Pneumatics Riot Squad video, because it's a bit of a piss take of the Keystone Cops in accordance with the Auckland Riot Squad. Brilliant. Alrighty, we've kicked off Beefy Ska Club Part 3 for this week. With those four tracks, let us jump straight into the Beefy Ska Club Request Team! Team. Now, we mentioned Lucy Andrews at the top of the show and her choices for First Nations bands. Well, now she's an unofficial official member of the Beefy Ska Club Request Team. I'm going to go straight into her choice for this week. Now, I know her better half, Mark, has hounded her into becoming part of the show. I think she just got fed up, so she sent through a lot of requests. We're going to start off in the Philippines right now with a band I have definitely not played on any incarnation of this show previously. The band are called Pink Cow. This is off their 2015 album, No Boundaries. This is Parasite. Thank you, Lucy. We love you lots. Keep them coming.
Don't let the scum mess so evident about you. When they will only be there to harm you. seeking affection. Don't try to ignore me, just make another selection. I'll buy you diamond rings, I'll buy you pearls, I'll bring you cups of tea, rollers for your curls. A palace in the sun, cottage by the sea. I'll give you anything, but never me. I'll never do nothing unless something I do for myself. This stupid arrangement got my act like somebody else. It's not that you bore me, just case mistaken affection. Don't try to ignore me, just make another selection. I'll always pull the chain and close the seat. Replace the toothpaste guy with your shredded weed. I'll treat you like a queen till you've never seen. I'll give you anything but never me. I'll never do nothing less than I do myself. This stupid arrangement got me acting like somebody else. It's not that you bore me, just a case of mistaken affection. Don't try to ignore me, just make another selection. It's not that you bore me, just mistaken affection. Don't try to ignore me, just make another selection.
Bye.
What a tune that is. Jono's Juggernaut, John Irving up there in Wollongong. Hop along, Noot. He is chosen from Hamolvik in Norvège, Norway. Artigal is the name of the tune. Off their Fail Calibrate Tids Maskin album, their debut album from 2005. Do you know what Fail Calibrate Tids Maskin means? Miscalibrated time machine. Hop along, Noot. I was reading earlier in the week, I think they've got a brand new album coming out, which is a bit strange for Hop Along Noot, because they haven't been heard of basically since 2011, I don't think. But, oh, that is such a great tune. Jono, you have absolutely smashed it out of the park this week. So good. That is now one of my favourites. Artikel from Hop Along Noot off their Fail Calibrate Tids Maskin album, their debut, 2005. I think they formed about 2000 because their first single came out in 2002, Bautastein. Don't know what that means. I didn't look it up. Sorry about that. Before that, Too Many Crooks featuring the one and only Buster Blood Vessel. Too Many Crooks, yet another band out of Brighton in England. Brighton have kind of taken over in the last couple of weeks on this show. They really have. Another selection. Now, I'm pretty sure that was an older tune. Whether it was redone with Buster's vocals, I'm not sure. But it was on their 30-year stretch. Best of from 2023 from Too Many Crooks, and that is Mark Hardio. Yes, the OG himself has gone for Too Many Crooks, and why not? Mark even sent me a message saying, this sounds like Buster Blood Vessel. Yes, Mark, because it was. Too Many Crooks, we like those guys on this show. And his much, much, much better half, Lucy, picked out Pink Cow from the Philippines, our second Filipino band of the evening. That doesn't happen too often on Beefy Scar Club, for sure. She went with Parasite off their No Boundaries album from 2015. Man, the request team. This is why we have them, because I wouldn't have chosen any of these. And they're all magnificent tunes, and that's what makes this show so bloody good. It really does. We're going to go to Millwall Paul right now. Unbelievably, there is a football match going on in the UK tonight. It is the second, it might be the first round of, I don't even know what it's called anymore, possibly the Carabao Cup. Millwall Paul probably doesn't even know, because he doesn't care about lowly cup competitions. But my club, Newport County, does. We need the money, all right? You will never believe it, but Newport County are playing against Millwall tonight in the Carabao Cup. So I'm going to say good luck, Millwall Paul, but I don't wish it on you. We need the money. We need to win, and please roll over and let us get through on penalties even. I don't care. Anyway, Millwall Paul, he has gone back to the good old days. He has chosen a Judge Dredd track. Now, Judge Dredd was a bit of a, well, was he a joke on the UK scene? I guess he probably was. But he was one of the only white guys to go to Jamaica and perform and be accepted as a ska artist. Which is really strange, because I think he just loved the Jamaican lifestyle. A lot of his songs got banned. In fact, at one stage, he was the most banned artist on the BBC. He probably still is, weirdly enough, although quite a few of these rappers may probably not get the material on. But Judge Dredd, in the height of radio, which is the 70s and 80s, was the most banned performer on BBC. That is a record that will probably not get beaten again. Anyway, Paul has gone for, oh, She's a Big Girl Now off Dreadmania, It's All in the Mind, 1973. Thank you, Paul. Hopefully, Millwall lose tonight. Simple as that.
She is a big girl now, yeah, she is a big girl now. She's got big and we know how, oh, she is a big girl now. There's a girl who lives down L Street who's hardly ever seen her feet. Never says no and in it goes, and she grows and grows and grows. Oh, she is a big girl now, yeah, she is a big girl now. She's got big and we know how, oh, she is a big girl now. She never listened to mum's advice. eyes. That's why she is twice her size. Knows it's naughty but thinks it's nice. So she has to pay the price. Oh, she is a big girl now. Yeah, she is a big girl now. She's got big and we know how. Oh, she is a big girl now. They tried to stop her by giving pills, but she said it's how I feels. The doctor tries to do his stuff, but she just can't get enough. Oh, she is a big girl now. Yeah, she is a big girl now. She's got big and we know how. Oh, she is a big girl now. Some young girls like staying thin, but this young girl likes stuffing it in. When she walks, she's like a jelly with the swelling in her belly. Oh, she is a big girl now. Yeah, she is a big girl now. She's got big and we know how. Oh, she is a big girl now. In the end, she was locked away. She got out and had to pay. I'm sorry, Mom, what can I do? It's the thing I like to do. Oh, she is a big girl now. Yeah, she is a big girl now. She's got big and we know how. Oh, she is a big girl now. Well, in the end, we had to take a really firm attitude with this bird. She wouldn't stop eating. She kept stuffing herself with fish and chips, Chinese dinners, curry goat, yams, patties, or everything imaginable. And she was swelling up to some fantastic size. Now, let this be a lesson to all you birds out there listening out there in Dreadland. If you eat like this, you're going to go off bang.
Let's go.
football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&C supply in-app only.
From Pannonia All-Stars Ska Orchestra. That one came out in 2015, and that was the request for Lovely Jane, who, well, obviously wanted to hear a bit of Star Wars, but it's a great version for those guys. They also went viral with this Ska version of the Game of Thrones theme from a couple of years ago as well. I think we played Pannonia All-Stars Ska Orchestra in the request team a few weeks ago. I think Mark Ardio selected one of theirs. And also, I think they've got a brand-ish new song Golden Days, I think they're... I'm sure it is. I probably need to check that out. Anyway, Pannonia, All-Stars, Ska Orchestra, great version of the Imperial March called the Imperial Reggae from Hungarian Ska Aficionados. Pannonia, All-Stars, Ska Orchestra. Before that, the Offenders, Era Cosenza in Italia. The Request for Mel Lee, Era Taupo in New Zealand. They have done 10 albums, the Offenders have. Class of Nations came out in 2019. Mel Lee chose Marché off that album. But the Offenders have a album out this year, or have a new album out, I think came out in March, called Storm Over the Mainland. But always good to hear the Offenders. Awesome, Mel, thank you very much for that. Always good to play ska punk out of Italy. Italy is a ska punk place. It really is. You've got Los Fastidios, and there's a few others. I can't remember. It's late, people, it's late. There are lots of ska punk bands out of Italy right now, and it is so good to hear. Before that, Millwall Paul's Magic Memory from 1973 off Judge Dredd's debut album, Dredd Mania. It's all in the mind. Oh, she's a big girl now. Judge Dredd did 9 albums and a live album, and also died. It's pretty crude to say. He died on stage. He really did. He had a heart attack. He was a big fella. He really was. I love this. Judge Dredd was once a Rolling Stones roadie and the only white musician ever to be intentionally invited to play at New York's famous Apollo Club. I don't know whether that's true. Like I said, he did have a number one in Jamaica. Crazy as it may seem, a number one ska or reggae tune in Jamaica. And like I said, he went over there and performed quite a few times and was accepted as a genuine ska and reggae musician. Crazy times. Thank you to the Request team. Such awesome combinations. Like I said, I don't think I would choose many of these to play. It is simple as that. And the fact that you guys do, and the fact that we are absolutely smashing it out of the park each and every time, I'm loving it. And that's why people love listening to the third installment of Ska each and every week. The diversity is deafening. Alrighty, you just heard Pannonia All-Stars Ska Orchestra, the choice of Lovely Jen, Imperial Reggae. I was thinking there must be some other ska movie themes that I could choose. In fact, Melbourne Ska Orchestra did a whole bloody album, but I don't want to do that. So I was thinking, what do we need to play? And I thought, why shouldn't we play Fishbone? I'm pretty sure it wasn't a theme, but it has become one of the very, very memorable parts of Back to the Beach. The soundtrack came out in 1987. I think probably the film came out in 1987 as well. Fishbone are doing Jamaican ska. It's got a very, very memorable video. Anyway, this is on the Back to the Beach soundtrack, Fishbone, who have new material happening each and every day. There's a video just come out, I think. Angelo Moore features in loads of stuff. They obviously have a new album this year. I will be all over it if I can get up to date as quickly as I can. Anyway, this is Jamaica Ska, or Ska, 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 dee 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 dee. Fishbone, Back to the Beach.
Do you girls know how to Jamaica Ska?
Jamaica what?
Yeah, sure, Annette. It's a required course at our college.
Well, do you know how to Jamaica Ska?
Twist. But everybody can do the ska. It's the new dance you can't resist.
Ska, ska, ska.
Hey, fun. We're having fun.
Now everybody can do the ska. It's a new dance that goes like this.
Now bow your head and swing your arms.
hips. Now do a dip.
Shake your hips.
Here we go.
Now do a dip.
Ska, ska, ska. Jamaica ska. Ska, ska, ska. Do the ska.
Not many people can cha-cha-cha. Not everybody can do the twist.
Wanna
We finish off with the title track of the greatest movie soundtrack of all time. Bit of Jimmy Cliff. The harder they come, one and all. Awesome stuff. Love that. Why wouldn't you do it live as well? Jimmy Cliff, so good. So good. Before that, Fishbone, Jamaica Scar, off the Back to the Beach film, 1987. Check out the film clip. Very, very funny. Could have played a lot more movie themes. And in fact, I might dive into that in the coming weeks. You never know what you will get on Beefy Scar Club. Anyway, for now, we're all over. Yes, we are. Bringing a close to yet another incredible delivery of Scar goodness. We've gone absolutely everywhere and anywhere around this Scar-coloured planet. Man, it's been good. Thank you to the request team, keeping me on my toes and making me bloody embarrassing me, because I choose a lot of the music, but these guys just come in and go bang, 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 and it's so good. It really, really is. If you're going to a gig, and you know you're going to a gig, buy your tickets as early as you can. Gigs do get cancelled, and they get cancelled for a plethora of reasons, but the main one is poor ticket sales. Simple as that, right? So if you know you're going to a gig, just buy your tickets early. That way, the venues know it's going to be okay. Promoters know they're going to make a little bit of coin. Bands know they're going to be playing in front of people. Obviously, numbers will grow towards the gig, but please buy your tickets as early as you can. We got to support these local live music venues. Last Sunday in Melbourne, the Melbourne Ska Bar kicked off its second coming with a bit of Looney Tunes and Operation Big Jake Bosstone. Apparently, it was a sensational afternoon. Unfortunately, the Big Beef Man hurt himself on Saturday, so couldn't go. Yes, I was laid up in bed. I was functionless. Had a back spasm and could not move for about 2 days. So I'm lucky to be doing the show tonight, to be honest. But never mind. So I couldn't go to the show. Apparently it was a great one. So the Scar Bar will kick off. Well, has kicked off and will be in full effect. I think it's the second Sunday of every month. I think it's now booked up to December. Please buy tickets as early as you can if you think you're going to go along. Kids under 16 are free. In fact, it might have been under 18s are free with a paying adult. It's a small venue. It's intimate. The sound's really, really good. And it's great vibes. And the bar, George Lane in St. Kilda, are loving it already. So we've done a couple of gigs there now. Once a month, that's all we're going to ask on a Sunday afternoon. In the vein of Beefy Scar Club, I might even do a DJ set on one of the shows as well. I'm not sure when. I'll have to work out what date it is. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We need something regular. I've always said this about Melbourne. If we get regular Scar gigs, we'll get more bands playing. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've created a good scene where we've basically got rid of all the dickheads. It's now a community, which is really, really great to see. Please buy tickets early. It's as simple as that. Doesn't matter where you are around the world. Just support the local live music scene. And here's a suggestion. Buy an extra ticket. Take a mate. Go out. Have some fun. All right? Experience live music. We all know. It is proven that going to see live music is good for mental health. What more can you ask for? Alrighty. I've been Beefy. This has been Beefy Scar Club. Please, please, please stay safe. Do the right thing and be excellent to one another. I'll be back same time, same place, same channel. My name is Beefy. This is my Scar Club. And you're now part of Beefy's Scar Cult. I just got one thing left to say. Take it away, Bluey!
Stumbly-tastics.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou. forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.